With more than 19 people per day moving into the Treasure Valley, it can take a while to acclimate to this new area. One Idaho newcomer is finding an interesting way to talk about all the quirks the Gem State has, and he's doing it through a comic strip. Luke Martin is a veteran cartoonist who's recently relocated to Meridian from Chicago, and you will need to check out his web comic. It's called I'm New Here. He's joining me live in studio to talk more about this. Welcome to the program, Luke.
Hey, thanks so much.
You are, when I say a veteran cartoonist, you have been published in newspapers, including like the Chicago Tribune. Yeah. So this isn't something that all of a sudden one day you're like, I think I can draw a comic strip.
That's right. No, hasn't quite been that for a while now. But yeah, I've been doing this for a number of years. And God, this is probably my fifth or sixth comic strip. And I've also lived quite a few places. So this is one of the things I tend to do when I land in a new spot is document the things I'm running into. To kind of help me get my bearings,
right?
And, you know, kind of, sort of fit in and acclimate.
And you've lived in places. I believe you said South Korea, right?
Correct. Yes.
And so you even did a comic strip there.
I did. Yeah.
And similar idea. You go to a new place.
Yeah.
No matter where you go,
right?
Places have quirks. Mm-hmm. And so like you said, it's one of your comics that you sent to us. I thought was hilarious. If you can envision this, you're walking into like the Boise State Bronco store, basically.
Yeah.
And you look at the employee and you say, I'm looking for a green belt. I hear it's really popular.
Yeah, right. And exactly, right. And the clerk's kind of looking at him with this like, oh, you poor soul.
You poor thing. Yeah. It's really not something
right,
you wear.
Right.
Yeah.
Which case in point is part of what's so wonderful about everything here, and everything's better here in Idaho. But, you know, people, were that to have happened in Chicago, would be like, no, what are you talking about? Get out of here.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
And here it's like, oh, you poor person. Let me help you. Just this general kindness that I've run into. But yeah, that's one of the comics, and that's I try to do it in such a way to where I'm the butt of the joke.
Well, and I was going to say, that is one of the things that I really appreciated about this was that, you know, instead of making fun of the quirks,
yeah,
you actually find a way to talk about what you're going through moving to a new place in a way that actually, I think, you see the good in where you're at. Does that make sense? And it's, we don't always see that in this day and age.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. You know, look, we moved here for a reason. We wanted to be here. Yeah. And I can say that about all the places I've lived. Right. And it's hard to make friends if you're making fun of them.
Right.
So, you know, and quite often, you know, I know I'm not the only one who's feeling this way. I'll teach classes sometimes on humor writing for comics. And there are so many different styles of humor, right? There's slapstick and there's visual humor and there's sarcasm and political humor, what have you. My brand of humor tends to be more of the true humor, right? True humor, the stuff that you run into every day. And the reason it's funny is because it's relevant. And so, again, if I can sort of put myself in a way that's not going to take a side or not going to, you know, pigeonhole someone's ability to relate to what I'm showing, more people will be able to relate and more people will be able to smile, and then that's mission accomplished.
And this weekend you premiered your comic strip.
Yeah.
So tell me about this. You were at Comic Fest at Jump.
That's right. That's right. You did your homework. This is great. Yes. Over the weekend, the library, Boise Library put on the Boise Comic Arts Festival, which was at Jump, as you mentioned, and it was terrific. They did such a good job of orchestrating the whole thing. But they were kind enough to let me get in as a late entry into the Artist Alley, which, if you've not been, they line up all these artists and they all have a table and you kind of show your wares. But it was great. So I got to, for the first time, sort of publicly debut the comic. All kinds of locals walking by. And
so what did people think about it?
It was great.
I got such a kick. I just as you and I chatted on the phone a little bit before you came in, my husband is a native Boisean.
Okay.
And I came home and I showed him the comic strips and he just started laughing.
Awesome.
I think that's a
the right
high
response,
compliment,
by the way.
Right?
Right.
But that's a high compliment when you have people that are born and raised here. And let's be honest, they get a little bit grumpy about everybody moving in.
Sure, sure.
But you do this comic in such a way that it's funny, but it's engaging and it's not offensive.
Thank you. That's the goal. That's exactly what I'm going for. And it's so cool to hear that is perceived that way, especially by you and your local.
Oh yeah, that my local husband.
That's right.
But that had to have been very intentional then. And has it always been like that in other places that you lived as well? Kind of like looking at the climate of the culture where you're living at?
Yeah. You know, yes, that's always been the angle. And it's been less scientific than assessing the climate.
Right.
It's really been more just, this is my experience. And maybe I see things differently. I don't know. But like I can see it in my head. And just this is as I'm going through it, right? And I can see it as it would be written as a comic. And you mentioned when I was in Korea, I was there for a while, and Westerners are certainly the minority over there. So it was a really interesting experience. And I was drawing all these things. Again, I was the butt of the jokes. I'm the main character in mm-hmm. most of my comics. And it was really interesting because you would have folks who would really appreciate it and say, oh, that's so funny. And you'd have folks who would say, oh, this is, they wouldn't get it. Mm. I've been called racist. I've been called, you know, all these sort of things. Which is not the point, right? It's interesting how different people can see things different ways.
Right.
But the intention has always been, I'm going through it. I'll be the butt of the joke there. But for the interest of, this is something you're experiencing, and there's a lot of people going through it, and you can kind of, it's almost therapeutic.
Right.
It's hard
right.
to go somewhere new and do something.
And
new,
it really is. And if you've never moved somewhere, yeah. I think that you don't necessarily understand what it's like mm. to have to go to a whole new place and start over from scratch.
Yeah.
It's hard. It takes a while.
It's lonely.
It's lonely.
Yeah.
It is. And this is a way of almost connecting in a way with this community.
Yeah, it is.
And I just thought that was lovely. And what I appreciate too is, like, I grew up in the Pacific Northwest. Now people always say, you know how you know you're from the Pacific Northwest? You say the mountain's out.
Yeah.
And so my kids who have grown up in Idaho, you know, we were just over in Washington recently, and they're like, well, Mom, the mountain's always out. I'm like, no, it's not.
No,
like,
no,
it's not, because there are clouds. And they're like, well, but it doesn't move. And I'm like, you don't understand.
It's a local thing. You had to be there.
Right.
Yeah, right.
So are you finding quirks like that? Because one of your comics even said, like, you were talking about, like, my mom came to visit and we went to Boise. She came to Boise and then we went to Cuna. And you're talking to this neighbor and they're like, Boise with an S. You say Cuna, right? It's just funny.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and that's it. I'm looking for those little nuggets. I actually, when I was just at the convention over the weekend, I was getting some work done. I had a big board. I was doing some work. And I've got one about two cars driving down 84, and one has an arrow that says local, one has an arrow that says transplant. And they're both saying the same thing, but the local guy says, no, traffic. And then the transplant guy is going, no traffic. You know, so punctuation matters.
It really does, right?
Yeah. But yeah, trying to find those little tiny things that, you know, everyday life that you might overlook. Yeah. But
so very quickly, what would you like to see happen with this comic strip?
Yeah, great question. It's a hobby. But I would love to see it published so that more people would be able to see it. Yeah.
Well, I hope that happens for you. I found it just really fun. I'd like to thank my guest, Luke Martin, veteran comic and creator of the webcomic I'm New Here. We will put some of his drawings on our website so people can see them.
Awesome.
Thanks,
Thank you so
Luke.
Much.
I appreciate you coming in today.